The Portage College Voyagers men's and women's soccer squads were kept off the scoreboard entirely during a doubleheader series against the Nate Ooks in St. Albert on Sunday. Injuries remain an issue. The Portage women dropped a 4-0 decision to the Ooks, while the men's team was defeated 9-0. Injuries have plagued both squads since the beginning of the season, but have been particularly onerous for the women. Halfway through Sunday's match, goalkeeper Liz McLeod suffered an injury that forced her to sit out the rest of the match. McLeod's replacement didn't last long either. A replacement was injured quickly after she began her shift, and a third goalie was utilized, said interim coach Al Robertson. These changes to the roster, along with other injuries, created a couple of scoring opportunities for Nate which they capitalized on. Scoreboard not the whole story. Despite the reduced roster and eventual loss, the women's squad played strongly on the pitch, said the coach. It was a back-and-forth game with pressure going both ways. There was strong and consistent play by the whole team, but Liz McLeod was strong in net before her injury. The defensive core was outstanding, Robertson said, adding that the ACAC Player of the Game nod went to Voyager fullback Ashley Hennenfent. The men's side also played better than the final score showed, said Robertson. They were also battling injuries. Although the team played outstanding team soccer, the short bench meant tired players, and it showed, with a number of goals given up in the last part of the game, he said, adding that goalkeeper Tanner Davidson-Sykes faced 18 shots through the game, doing what he could to back D-top a tired team in front of him. Our offensive core kept pushing on despite their tired legs. The Voyagers men, who have 5 straight defeats, including Sunday's game, remain in 5th place in the Alberta College's Athletics Conference, ACAC, North Division standings, while the women, who have also dropped 5 of their last games, hold on to 6th place in the ACAC North Division women's soccer standings. Sunday's doubleheader matches were the first of the 5 remaining ACAC regular season games. The Voyagers are back on home turf Friday, October 6, when they host the Keano College Huskies. The women's game starts at 5 p.m. and the men's game follows. We look forward to the return of our injured players and a full bench for our next game, said Robertson,